Galesburg's Morning News.
Good morning. It is 7:12. It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. WGIL, Tom Meredith, Jim Lee, Cameron Lyons. So an event coming this Friday, Galesburg High School, the Galesburg Area Vocational Center, hosting a digital manufacturing showcase. And this is part of the GAVC's grand opening. And joining us to talk more about it is the principal of Galesburg High School, Jeff Houston. Jeff, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, gentlemen.
And Ken Springer, president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development. Ken, good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Jeff, I'm going to start with you here this morning. I was talking with you off air a little bit about the grand opening of the Galesburg Area Vocational Center. I'm like, well, did you move? Have you moved into new space? That's not the case. You've actually just kind of updated some existing space. Talk about that.
Yeah, we rededicated some space at the high school. We had an old metal shop that was standing alone for quite a few years, and everybody had their eye on that space for quite some time, to tell you the truth. And I've just held on to it, hoping that something would just, you know, break loose for us. And about 2 years ago, I met a man named Ray Whitehead, president of Pegasus. And it was an advisory board meeting. And I'll tell you, a simple conversation turned into what we're going to be doing on Friday.
So the old metal shop, did they do like some auto body or different? There was a kind of a welding type classes, or what went on there?
Had a lot of old metal lathes and some drill presses and some some other metal fabricating machinery. And I think that was kind of, you know, that we were talking before we come on the air, that, you know, I think the old days, that's kind of what factory and manufacturing was. But today it's just got a lot more, if I could say, a lot more attractiveness to it because of all the technology that's in it. And I think that's what will attract these kids, if we can get it in front of them, is that we've got to show that relevance piece to our kids, because if you know, most kids have their phones in their hand all day and technology is the key to the future. And the machine is donated to this program. It's a 3-axis machine, and it just can do a little bit about everything. And we're excited about having the opportunity and the partnerships that we've joined in the process, and through conversation, it's going to become reality.
Well, I suppose to let kids know that, you know, yes, if you want to take the college track and go into, you know, various fields in 4 or 6 years in degree or whatever, you can do that. But there's still the nuts and bolts of this country still have to have those manufacturing jobs to make all the equipment that we use day to day. And somebody's got to be able to do that, and do that with some expertise. And I suppose this is an opportunity maybe to go a different track than maybe necessarily having to go to 4 or 6 years of college.
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, Sandberg's worked real hard for the last couple of years putting a curriculum together. It's a certificate-based program. The good thing about this program and this pathway is that you can't have one without the other. You're still going to have the 4 to 6, because you've got the engineering design side. You've got the design side of this, and then that gets handed over to the application side, where they do put it in the kids' hands. They put the metal in the machine, and then they have to form it and create the piece and then produce it and get it out. So you get the best of both worlds with this program. That's the attractiveness of it. We're still going to need those kids that go on and become engineers, but we're also going to need those kids that know how to run a CNC machine and can produce the product.
Which takes some intelligence. It's not like, you know, just like you said, on an old factory line where you just, all I'm doing all day is tightening this bolt or whatever the case may be. It gets pretty technical nowadays.
Yeah, it fits right into what they call the STEM pathway, you know, the science, technology, engineering, and math. And, you know, in this area, if we can just grow this, I think this is just the start of something. I hope it is. You know, we've got some major vendors coming in Friday to support this initiative. You know, this machine's well over, you know, we've got well over $500,000 worth of donations in machines. We've got another close to $700,000 in just supplies, materials, and other equipment. We've even, on the software side, have donations for all of our engineering design computers of I think it's like $12,000 a seat for CamWorks. So we've brought the relevance to the program, and, you know, Mr. Whitehead and I believe that when they leave here, they need to be career ready and be ready to go to work. And there's no reason for them to have to leave this area. That's the thing that we really want to sell here. And I know Mr. Springer is going to talk a little bit about that, you know, we need to stimulate this region here and use our own natural resources right here in-house and let those opportunities be known to our kids.
Ken Springer, the president of the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, joining us as well. And Ken, I guess the key word in that in a situation like this, partnership, as your organization teaming up with a high school, Carl Sandburg College, Pegasus Manufacturing, to kind of put this together.
Absolutely. I mean, it's all about rowing in the same direction. You know, you look nationwide, and the Department of Labor is reporting that we're going to need 2 million manufacturing workers in this country. And part of that is just the manufacturing itself has just made quantum leaps in the last 30 years. It's gone from, you know, sparks and sledgehammers and dark and dangerous to computerized and brightly lit and safe. And that has necessitated a shift in the workforce. And so I see one of our key economic development plays here locally is building the workforce for tomorrow's manufacturing and then using that as our point of entry for getting more businesses here.
Well, one of the things that Jeff had mentioned also was keeping young people here, not having to go somewhere else to find a job. And that's part of what you guys bring as well.
Absolutely. And it's one of the more surprising aspects of doing economic development in a community like Galesburg is I'll go out and I'll visit with companies and they'll tell me that they're starving for workers. And that doesn't necessarily, it's not a logical thing when you look around and you see high unemployment and that kind of thing and the different challenges. But we have opportunities right now today in this field here in the community. And so our whole goal with this is to put great partnerships together and to build that pipeline of talent so that we can keep more of our talent here locally.
Talk a little bit about the showcase itself, how this whole thing and this partnership came about.
Jeff, do you want to give the backstory here?
Yeah. Mr. Whitehead attended an advisory meeting out at Sandburg, I'd say 2 years ago, and he walked away from that saying, you know, we say a lot of things we want to do, but who's willing to actually do them? And, you know, through his leadership, he's really pushed this issue. And it started at that point. Then we had a meeting at our high school with a lot of local workforce investors come to the high school, and we just started to talk and just kind of to start to brainstorm about what we can do. And so with that space that I talked about earlier, we talked about the rededication of that space. And you know, at that point in time, I remember he leaned over and looked at Dave Anderson, who also works with Mr. Whitehead out of Pegasus, and they looked at each other like, okay, I think we've got the place, I think we've got the plan. And at that point, it just started to snowball. But it's been 2 years. I mean, it's not been overnight. Now, he understands that the business world moves a little faster than the educational world. It's taking us a little bit longer because, you know, we don't move quite as fast as they do. But he has definitely been the one that spearheaded this project. And on Friday, we've got several vendors coming in, and we've got over a dozen vendors coming in that are going to showcase some of the things that they do within their companies and get it in front of our kids. It's an awareness piece, you know, and we've got the president of SMTCL hopefully going to be able to make a visit, who's made the donation to the program. The machine's going to be up and running all day. We've used our engineering design class. Two students have actually engineered a piece that will be made on that machine that we'll present back to the president that night at the basketball game. We're going to throw out some T-shirts. We're going to open up the doors to the community and area schools because it is a vocational program. We want the sustainability and continuing this process. So we've included our area friends to come in and bring their students to have this experience. And, you know, hopefully we'll fill the seats and start this process. And the vendors are going to show, you know, the high-tech world that they get to play in. And, you know, that's what Mr. Whitehead says. You know, it's not the old days of the factory mentality. These are clean spaces with high-tech equipment and the capabilities is just beyond belief.
Well, and Jeff or Ken, I suppose at the different levels of education, there are different things to be put in place. Like if you're a Carl Sandburg College, whatever emphasis they have to have, whether Burlington Northern comes and says we need you to do this if you can, or Pegasus, it's still got to be something they get enough students in to make it economically viable for them. So is it a little different in approaching, you know, say the high school as opposed to the community college then?
Well, I think it's a similar process at both levels. But for me, the key is to get parents interested. you know, if you're a parent of a high school student and you're looking at the next, you know, 4 to 6 years, saying, you know, what's my kid going to do and what opportunities are out there? You know, I would encourage you and your child to attend this event on Friday and just take a look at some of this stuff. And really, you know, if you have an opinion of manufacturing, if you haven't been in a factory in the last 30 years, you definitely got to come check this out, because, again, it's a completely different world than what, you know, the stereotypical manufacturing industry was back in the day. It's just a completely different world. But I think it starts with the parents. It helps. The parents are going to help steer their children, and we're going to help steer them into actual opportunities right here in Galesburg.
Yeah, so I guess, you know, whether you were a parent or grandparent that worked at, whether it was Maytag or Butler or wherever it was, it'd be great for you to step in and take a look at this and get an idea how things have changed, so you can emphasize to your child, like, well, look, isn't it, you know, yeah, I was able to, you know, I graduated high school and I walked right in and had a job. I wouldn't be able to do that today, though, that you have to have your education.
Yeah, you've got to have something. And that's kind of the process for us, is we want our kids to be college and career ready and life ready coming out of the high school. But we also need to keep, you know, Sandberg in relationship with us. We want those kids to have a seamless transition to those certificates. So if we can get an articulated credit, if we can get a credit of some sort started for these kids, that's the process. We want to start the process for these kids. You know, I'm 50 something years old and I still don't know what
you're,
I want.
You're younger than us.
Right. I still don't know what I want to do in life. So
join the club.
We're hoping that's what we want. We want our kids to have an experience. And when they have that experience, that's what turns them on, you know, to the pathway. You know, today's students are a little different. They like that high-tech world. I mean, I read a stat the other day that 2/3 of the jobs they're going to fill haven't even been developed yet. So, you know, it's kind of crazy where this is going to go with all the technology.
You mentioned also that they'll get dual credit with this program. Is that right?
Yeah, we're going to sit down with I'm sitting down with Carl Sandberg tonight to figure out what that means and how we can start that process. You know, there's a blueprint reading class. There's a safety class. You know, some of those things that we could incorporate right in our high school with this and then start that transition. A kid could start with us his junior year, be probably halfway to almost done through it his senior year out at Sandberg, and then when he graduates, or she, it could really fare out very well for him. That's the other thing, is that Mr. White had come into our engineering design class and there was a girl in there, and I cannot tell you the impression that she made on him. He said that's one reason he is doing what he's doing. He's seen the aha moment in her eyes, and then she was asking specific questions to how much she would make if she went to work for him, and it just started a great, healthy conversation.
Well, and also with the certificate program at Sandberg, I guess for a student with dual credit, you'd finish the certificate really quickly, like you said, possibly upon graduation, you're done with that. Or if you want to go on and get your associates, or if you even want to go on after that for a bachelor's, you're well on your way by the time you graduate from high school.
Yeah, and this pathway is no different than any other pathway. Your educational attainment is directly related to your income earnings. I mean, the more education you get, the more money you're going to make. So this is no different than any other pathway out there. So the kids just need to know there's opportunities in it on both sides, whether you're design or application. So this is kind of a big deal for us. We've been waiting for something like this to happen, a partnership, an area partnership to come forward, and we've got this opportunity, so we are very excited about it.
Jeff Houston, Principal, Galesburg High School. Ken Springer, President for the Knox County Area Partnership for Economic Development, joining us this morning. The Galesburg Area Vocational Center, their grand opening, and the Digital Manufacturing Showcase coming up this Friday, actually runs from 10 until 3. So, as you mentioned, I mean, will students like students at Galesburg High School, it's open to all students, not just those that are in the vocational program. So at some point, are they going to have the opportunity to stop through there throughout the day? Or
yes. What we'll do is we'll start. We got a busy week. We got Swirl Week going on right this week. We've got this thing going on this week. But actually, that's kind of what we wanted. We wanted the buzz, and we wanted awareness around it, and so yes, we're going to invite during our advocacy periods our science and technology classes and our math classes down to get through it, and then at lunch the kids will have a chance to wander during lunch, the four lunches, and then the block that's at the end of the day, the area students have been invited in for that last block of the day. We hope to see some parents, we hope to see some community members. So yeah, we're excited.
Are you going to have, like you mentioned, the other schools have been invited? Are there going to be like busloads of kids coming, or is this an individual type thing maybe? Or?
Well, I think that what we've done is we've reached out to the area superintendents, principals, and counselors. Counselors is where, you know, that's where the line is that the counselors have to also be brought up to speed with what this pathway looks like, because they're the ones that register kids for classes. So they're the real defense in this. So yeah, we've got, I know, I think I heard that like Knoxville's bringing over 45 kids. We've got a parent in Abingdon that's really been asking a lot of questions about it, and they're going to send their kid up, and then United and Monmouth, and we serve Williamsfield, of course. So we're going to have a full day of activity out there.
Ken, anything else you'd like to add about the showcase or about this partnership in general?
I just ask that everybody come check it out. I think we're going to have a really good turnout on Friday. It's going to be something really special, so please come if you're able.
All right, Jeff, anything else you'd like to add?
I'd just like to echo that, and thank you for the airtime this morning. I think this is part of the process, too, that if we talk about awareness, you guys are we appreciate you having given us the airtime to dedicate towards it.
Again, this Friday from 10 to 3 at the Galesburg Area Vocational Center at Galesburg High School. Will they have to come to the main entrance to the school?
Sure, they can come right through the front door there. And
and you'll be directed as to where to go.
Yep, they'll be right there in the front lobby. As soon as they open the doors, it'll be sitting right there. I mean, I think we're going to have – he talked about possibly having a couple of Harleys in there and some other things. I mean, you know, this Pegasus group, they've worked with some real heavy hitters. And, you know, we're going to get those displays out in front of the kids so that they know it's really attractive attractive pathway for them.
Absolutely. All right. Jeff, thanks so much for your time. Ken, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee.